北京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House, Beijing Foreign Studies University.
轻松英语名作欣赏，威尼斯商人。
The Merchant of Venice. 1. The Money Lenders.I have a story to tell. It is a story of love and hatred, a story of giving and taking, a story of laughter and tears. This story was told a long time ago, but it still has as much meaning today as it did then. It happened in a city called Venice in Italy.This beautiful city rests like a crown jewel on the Adriatic Sea. There lived a moneylender named Shylock in Venice. He earned a lot by lending money to merchants. Many people hated Shylock. Some people hated him because he forced merchants to repay him in terrible ways. Others hated him simply because he was Jewish.Of all the merchants who lived in Venice, one hated Shylock more than the others. His name was Antonio. Shylock hated Antonio as well. This was because Antonio was a very generous moneylender. He lent money to people in trouble and often didn't charge them interest. Shylock lost a lot of business because of Antonio's generosity. More importantly,Shylock hated Antonio because he was a Christian, and Antonio hated Shylock because he was a Jew. In those days, Jews and Christians didn't like each other. They couldn't agree about anything. They couldn't understand each other's religion or culture. Antonio and Shylock often ran into each other at the Rialto. The Rialto was the business center of Venice. When the two met, they would have arguments.Antonio would often yell at Shylock for the heartless way of doing business. Shylock often thought about ways to get even with Antonio. Almost everyone in Venice really liked Antonio. They felt that he was kind and honest. The merchants especially admired him. They knew that he would help them when they were in hard times. Antonio's best friend was a young man named Bassanio.Bassanio's family was very rich. His parents had given him money, but Bassanio had spent it all. He had wasted his money on wine and good food. He had traveled and he had had fun. And, of course, he ended up without any money. This was very common for young men during that time. In the past, Antonio had helped him in many ways. In fact,He already owed Antonio lots of money. Antonio never said no to Bassanio. It seemed Antonio was happy to share his money with his friends. One day, Bassanio came to Antonio for another loan.
Antonio, I have great news. I've fallen in love with someone. Her name is Portia.She's the most beautiful woman in the world. And not only that, she's rich too. Her father passed away recently, and she's going to inherit lots of money.
That's wonderful news, Bassanio, said Antonio. It sounds like she is a wonderful woman. But does she love you as much as you love her?
Of course she does. When she looks at me, Her eyes are full of love and respect. Listen, I want to buy some gifts for her. The only problem is that I don't have any money right now. I know I owe you a lot of money, but can I borrow a little more? I promise I'll pay you back.
Bassanio, you know that my money is your money. I'd gladly lend it to you anytime. The only problem is that I don't have any money right now. I've spent all of my money on merchandise. I can't help you. I'm sorry.
What should I do?
Asked Bassanio.
She'll never marry me unless I give her some gifts.
Don't worry, said Antonio. I know what you can do. You can borrow money from a moneylender named Shylock. He always has money on hand. He'll certainly lend you money if I sign a loan agreement. And the ships will come in any day now. I'll make lots of money when my merchandise arrives. I'll pay him back then.
Thanks, Antonio. You really are a great friend.
While Bassanio and Antonio were out to find Shylock, Portia was facing her own problems. Portia's father had arranged conditions of her marriage before he died. He didn't trust Portia's judgment. He felt that she would choose an unsuitable person to marry. So, before he died, he had put three chests in a room. One chest was made of gold, one of silver, and one of lead. In one of these chests was a small picture of Portia. If a suitor chose the right box, he would find the picture. That meant that he could propose to Portia. Portia's father believed that the best husband would know which box to choose. If he found the wrong box, he would have to leave the house right away. He wouldn't be allowed to marry Portia. In addition, he wouldn't be able to marry anyone or have a girlfriend for the rest of his life. Every suitor had to sign a contract agreeing to these conditions. It was a big risk for them. But Portia's father felt that his daughter was worth the risk. Portia lived in a small town called Belmont. She had many men visit her house. They all wanted to marry her because she was rich and beautiful. She was tired of having these strange men come to her house. She was also unhappy that her father didn't trust her judgment. Portia often talked to her servant, Nerissa, about her problems. Nerissa was more of a friend than a servant.
Why couldn't my father just trust me?
She asked Nerissa one day.
Your father was right,
said Nerissa.
There are so many bad men out there. They just want to marry you for your money. But the men who come here are so boring. They have bad manners and they are vain. Some of them drink too much wine. Some of them even smoke. I'm so sick of these guys.
Portia was a very independent person. She was capable of making decisions for herself. She also believed that she was smarter than most men. Portia was sad. She thought that she would have to marry a boring, stupid man with bad habits.
Not one of these guys is decent. What should I do? Do you remember the man from Venice?
Asked Nerissa. Portia's eyes sparkled.
Yes, I remember him. Bassanio. How could I forget? He was so much better than all of the other men who came here. He was handsome and gentle. He was charming, kind, and intelligent. But it's hopeless. He'll never sign my father's contract. I'm a woman who can't even choose her own husband. I'm so unlucky.
Another servant then entered the room.
Madam, a message has arrived from the Prince of Morocco. He will be arriving tomorrow.
Great. Another unsuitable suitor. I wonder what problems this one will have.